This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. Speaking after inaugurating the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Mr. Modi said, the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater the assurance of safety women will get. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said, the conference is a sequel to the All India District Judges Conference held at Kutch in March this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The three trains are Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country. He said, with this expansion of Vande Bharat trains, the country is moving step by step towards the goal of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said, these three new Vande Bharat trains will connect important and historic sites. He said now the 102 Vande Bharat Railway services are operating across the country. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has again called on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to expedite the setting up and operationalization of fast-track special courts dedicated to handling cases of rape and POXO. In a letter, the Union Minister expressed concerns over pending cases in the state's existing fast-track courts, FTCs. She urged the Chief Minister to ensure that justice is served swiftly and efficiently for victims of heinous crimes. The minister also mentioned that while West Bengal has established 88 FTSCs, these are not the same as the FTSCs recommended under the central government scheme. Meanwhile, protest rallies and sit-in programs are reported from various corners of Kolkata and other parts of the state, demanding justice in the Arjikar Medical College incident. Today, the joint platform of Doctors West Bengal took out a rally from the West Bengal Medical Council to the CGO complex in Salt Lake. Alumni of various girls' schools also took out rallies in Kolkata. Various political and citizens' forums are also participating in the rallies. The BJP sit-in program at Esplanade is continuing and today is the third day. Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav has said that 10 new Ayush institutes will be opened in the next 5 years. He also emphasized that the ministry is committed to fulfilling Prime Minister's effort to bring Ayurveda to every household. Addressing a program at the All India Institute of Ayurveda in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Jadhav said that there has been a global shift in perception towards yoga and Ayurveda and their acceptance is rapidly increasing. He said the expansion of Ayush institutes in the country will enhance the traditional medicine system and benefit every Indian citizen. The Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 47 Indian nationals who were trapped in cyber scam centers located in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Bokeo province. In a social media post, the embassy said 29 individuals were handed over by Laos authorities following a crackdown on illegal activities in the SEZ, while the remaining 18 approached the embassy directly. Indian Ambassador to Laos, Prashant Agarwal, met with the rescued group upon their arrival in Vientiane to discuss the challenges they faced and outline the next steps. A Russian helicopter carrying 22 people has gone missing near the Vashkashetsk volcano in the Kamchatka region, Russia. The Mi-8T helicopter operated by Vityaz Aero Airline lost communication shortly after takeoff this morning. The Federal Air Transport Agency said that the helicopter failed to respond to a scheduled call immediately after takeoff. Meanwhile, search for the missing helicopter has started and a ground rescue team has also been deployed. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Parveen Kumar will eye to clinch a podium finish in the F57 final event of javelin throw athletics tonight. Meanwhile, Indian parachuter Rubina Francis has qualified for the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final in the ongoing Paris Paralympics after finishing 7th in the qualification round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.